94 Key.
Ladies and gentlemen, joining me live from your mom's house, it's Jason Ellis. What's happening, man?
I thought people in terrestrial radio didn't listen to satellite radio.
Hey, man, you are the competition, but I don't. But tell me a little bit about your show. On TV, that is. I'm really looking forward to
seeing.
I'm sorry?
Where are you from?
Southern New Mexico, small town called Alamogordo. That might kind of ring a bell.
You sound like you're Canadian.
I don't know. I'm a comedian. It's close.
You're hilarious, but you sound like you got a pot of gold over there.
Too many years on the radio here in small town, and I've really got to act like I'm happy most of the time.
Right.
Yep.
Weird little accent thing you have.
You're one to talk.
Well, when I had my accent before I was the biggest thing in radio, people would want to do me because of my accent. Do girls want to do you because of your accent?
I doubt it.
You doubt it? Well, you're married, so somebody's doing you. The answer is yes. Don't downplay yourself, man. You're a champion.
Hey, speaking of champions, you're just up to everything. Tell us a little bit about that new show you've got on Fuel TV.
Well, it's just a fun time, man. It's really not. It's comedy. I've figured out a way to get the average person to be extremely funny.
You go with your shock jock self. Speaking of shock, you've taken MMA to a whole nother level. I mean, why didn't I think of this? Tell us a little bit about the shock callers and celebrities you put in the ring.
It's all fun. There's not one bitter human being in this fight. Everybody's having fun. The girls are having fun. You know, people get punched in the face. They might get a little bit bloody if you're lucky, but...
So these guys were not only having fun with headgear on and being safe, but you passed the controls to somebody in the audience to shock collar these guys?
Yeah, I guess the celebrities, you know, because there's sometimes the celebrities that are there that they don't want to get punched in the face, and that's fair enough. So I just give them a remote control, and they can electrocute some people.
You are just all about fun, man, and I envy you for having so much fun. Hey, speaking of which, you're like the only guy that follows me on Jimga, the website with...
Jimga. Yeah.
Yeah, with Dethrone, those guys.
Workout website.
Yeah, it's...
I'd follow everybody if I had a chance to. I don't have much time to follow anybody on there anymore. I just do my workouts on my phone and post them up there.
Those are some killer workouts, by the way. Next time
you actually did them?
I used to do the daily challenge, but they haven't posted those in a few months.
All right, well, there's a whole... I just did an exercise video. Like, I went to San Francisco and filmed, like, 8 exercise videos in one day.
Oh, well, I'm going to have to log back in.
Edit those and put them up there soon as well. I want to make workouts for truck drivers. That's my new one. I want to figure out like a 20-minute workout where you can do it in a small box.
Always on the go.
In case somebody injects you with some stuff where everyone thinks you're dead, and then they put you in a coffin, and then you wake up in the dirt in a coffin, you can still work on your abs.
Wherever you may be. Hey, next time you see future heavyweight champion of the UFC, Shane Carwin, tell him he owes me a shirt. He had one of those.
He's got plenty of them.
He had a contest about 3 months ago where you get on a treadmill, and I posted mine on there like 45 minutes, and I was like the only one to respond.
So, and he didn't send it?
He hasn't sent me. I don't think he's logged back on since December.
Wow.
But I know that you've been in the ring, so next time you see him, whoop him for me, will you?
I'm actually going to fight him soon.
Really? What's your tale of the tape? How big a boy are you?
I just hope that he cuts me and there's blood on my face before he knocks me out.
Well, he better pack a lunch.
Right. Well, he's packing a whole bunch of stuff. Have you seen that dude's hands? He's like a big, bald gorilla.
I haven't met the guy. I hope too soon, as I look forward to maybe meeting you someday. He's Ellis Mate on Twitter. He's on the internet at ellismania.com. He's all over Sirius Satellite Radio. And now he's in your living room on Fuel TV. Thanks for joining us, Mike. Maybe one of these days we could have one of them shrimp on the barbies.
It'll be a Cinderella story. I look forward to it.
Appreciate your time, sir. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye. It's Mike Mason!
94 Key.